Trust Garley. Could be. It's not, though. It isn't. At 23 minutes to nine, it wouldn't be him, because I don't think he's alive. And I'm stalling for time because my computer's frozen. I wonder if there's a bloke who could help me with that.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
It works now. Good morning, Richard Pasco. Hello.
Morning, Adam. Now, the Boutros Ghali reference on there, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you've just laughed and laughed
right.
and laughed at the moment. So, yes.
Very good.
They were real and they were spectacular. So there's even more obscure right. references for Seinfeld. I'm very good at Seinfeld trivia, I've got to say that.
Well, we have my boss in Geelong, Barry Kahane, he's getting together a Seinfeld trivia night.
He's
a big Seinfeld fan,
he's a great man, Barry. We
yes,
like Barry.
And boy, don't they love their trivia, the Seinfeld fans. Goodness.
Oh yeah,
loved.
Yep.
Jerry. Right. Good to have you on. You're out and about this morning, and
I am.
We are, which means anywhere. If a tech problem arises, Richard could be there in minutes.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
So yes.
Let's talk a couple of things. Let's talk YouTube Premium. That is my music platform of choice. I haven't gone the Spotify, haven't got the Apple Music, haven't got any of that. The Google Play, I'm on the YouTube Premium, and I love it.
It's very, very good for people out there. Love YouTube Premium. You know, a lot of people out there use YouTube, and they say, why am I going to pay for it? You know what? You don't get any ads, people.
None.
You can download all the tracks to your devices on there as well. You can download the videos, can't you, Adam? It's great.
You can, indeed. I think they've got a bit where you just put in a song and it'll play songs like it. You know, one of those, like the old Genius back in the day. But it's really good.
It is. 50 million people now pay for YouTube Premium on there as well. They've been a bit late to the market as well. Spotify's got 165 million paying members. So YouTube holds about 8% of the world's subscription streaming market. Apple's double that and Spotify's double that as well. But YouTube is the biggest source of video and has got 2 billion monthly users as well. But I really like the subscription model they've settled on now. Remember, people, you don't have to go along and put some pirated piece of software you don't feel on there as well. You know, $11.49 a month for YouTube Music or $14.99 for the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really good idea for people to go along and do that. And honestly, just like Adam said, I've got a subscription as well. I've got a subscription to all of them. I love YouTube Premium.
Yeah, it's really good. And now, there was the thing called Red beforehand. That's now in this, is it? Or is that separate?
It is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it's in that as well.
Gotcha.
And it was part of the thing that they couldn't settle on that nice way to go along and let people subscribe into it. But they're pretty settled now, which is good.
Now, I've just hit my power button on my phone, and I'm about to hit restart. And there's a reason for it, because you should from time to time.
Android phones, iPhones, at least twice a month, turn your phone off, then turn it back on as well.
Yeah.
Once a week's quite good as well, I've got to say that, but at least twice a month. Anything more than that, it's unnecessary to do it. When you restart your phone, it stops everything running in the background. So if you've got a bit of a buggy app on there as well, it will help as well. Your phone will run a bit faster as well. Also improves battery health on your phone. When you don't restart it every week, it won't have an effect on your battery as well. But the longer you leave it, the more chance something's going to happen. So at least twice a month, go along and restart your smartphone. It's good for it. It will thank you.
Yeah, I noticed that every so often, if Facebook gets a bit glitchy or something like that, I'll just restart it, and it solves the problem. It, just like all computers, turning it off, waiting a bit, and turning it back on seems to work half the time.
That's why we got that theme song.
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's right. Hey, now, listen, there's something you cannot restart, and that is your own internal processing unit, but there might be a device that helps you make sure that you can take it to someone who can. I mean, in all things health, these smartwatches are really becoming very medically advanced.
Oh, they are. We're going to see the new Apple Watch in September as well, and we're getting some very hot rumours coming down the line now. The Apple Watch, one, it is the world's leading watch out there as well. So, you know, people, it's daylight second
right.
at the moment.
I am an Android fan, as you know, but
know.
The place they really fall down is wearable tech. Those are iOS, not great at all.
No, they're not great at all. I had one for a while, and that was kind of like the end of that one. I sold it very quickly.
Yeah.
But the new Apple Watch in September may actually feature some things. At the moment, it takes your heart rate. It does an ECG on there as well. A lot of people will go along and dismiss all those sort of things. You know what? A lot of people actually do like them, and that's actually saved lives. But they're looking, the new one may feature a blood pressure sensor. It may monitor hypertension. It may actually check your temperature on there as well. That's better than having that stupid gun pointing at you. You just show them your watch, show them you're very cool. So, yes, detect sleep apnea. Very, very good idea. And actually perform blood sugar readings.
Wow.
You know, these are all rumours. They may announce them, but they may come down the line during the year. But that's a new Apple Watch will be around in September, along with a new iPhone as well. And remember, people, Windows 11 will be released on the 5th of October. Don't panic about it, and don't go along thinking you have to upgrade. Windows 10, excellent, and will be supported until 2025.
Right. Now, we've spoken about this too, being the early adopters when it comes to new operating systems and things, not always the most advantageous way to be. You might get the latest and greatest, but you also get the bugs and things and the little peccadillos that go with it.
Yep.
So you're thinking maybe wait till the new year for Windows 11?
I would, you know, if you're going to upgrade, and for people out with a computer that's been built the last 2 to 3 years, you may get an offer to upgrade your current computer to Windows 11. But I would hold off probably at least 6 months about upgrading.
Okay.
Unless you need a new PC, then go and buy it. Windows 11 on as well. But just upgrading your current one, I'd just leave it. Let's see the final release. And I will have one and talk about it on here, of course.
Right. Gee, I wish the new iPhone came out today. Because you'd be able to wear it on the weekend and monitor the hypertension.
It would go through the roof, Adam, on the weekend. Let me tell you. So, yes, thoroughly looking forward to Saturday night.
Yes.
We'll be watching on the TV because I don't want anybody to see what I'm like when I'm watching.
I'm
going to be very, very nervous. It was bad in 2004. I think it's going to be even worse on Saturday night for me. So,
yeah. Yeah, if there was an app on a watch that could count all the swears and add it to a charity, we'd cure world hunger.
We'd cure world hunger.
That's
right. We would. And just remember, people, if they put the COVID vaccine in beer, it would be over by next Friday.
True, that's it, especially with prelim finals on. Richard, thank you. I think we've both solved some problems technologically, but also geopolitically, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Adam. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Gun the pair. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where you can go to find out more about the things we've been talking about. I'm not sure about the Port Adelaide content on AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, but who knows? Plenty more of the best songs of all time coming up. Thank you, Richard Pasco.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!